talk. Lord Jesus, open our hearts so that we can hear what it is that you want to say to us this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, church, here we are. Happy Twixtmas. Have you heard that phrase, Twixtmas? Who's heard that? People are talking about that Twixtmas. It's that kind of weird in-between time when nobody's quite sure what day it is. Anyone know what day it is? Well, I think it's Sunday today, but Thursday and Friday are a bit of a blur, aren't they, in terms of what day it actually was. So Twixtmas, it's I'm not sure if it's in the dictionary, but it's the coming together of between and Christmas. So you merge those two words together, and I'm not quite sure how, but somehow you get Twixtmas. So Merry Twixtmas, between Christmas and New Year. Now this time, it depends sort of what you're doing as to how you're spending that time. Potentially, it's about relaxing, it's about eating, it's about watching films and hanging out with family and going for walks, unless you work in a profession where life has to just go on. So there may be people for whom Christmas, Twixtmas, is not actually that different. I was prayerfully thinking about what to talk about today, and my thoughts went to the huge build-up that we see in society generally to Christmas. I don't know if you notice the Christmas music. I know everyone says this, and it is a big cliche, but it's true. It does start earlier, doesn't it? Every year it starts a little bit earlier. So I was hearing Christmas music, I think, no, it wasn't even December. It was still sort of mid-November. And I don't know if you notice in the shops, once the Halloween decorations have been cleared out, we don't celebrate Halloween here, we prefer to have a light party, but once that had gone, the Christmas cards were in. Did you notice that? Beginning of November. The build-up is huge in society. And here in church, I feel like we build up gradually. We have sort of messy church in early December, we had a crafternoon, then we had our carol service, and we lit our Advent wreath in the weeks leading up to Christmas. But in the shops, the Boxing Day sales kick off the second Christmas Day is over, and we all know it's great to get a bargain, particularly if you're doing so through easy fundraising, generating funds for us at no cost to you, as I might have mentioned. But faith-wise, what do we do after celebrating that beautiful day when our Saviour Jesus Christ was born? We know that the thing underpinning the Christian faith is about love. John 3:16, which you're likely able to quote, God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but inherit eternal life. We have just celebrated the joyous arrival of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And whilst Christmas is a huge, long-lasting celebration, the impact of Christ's birth is ongoing. And once we understand the coming of Christ into our own lives, we are changed forever. Now, the reading that Nifemi kindly brought to us from Proverbs, verse 3 says, "Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them round your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart." Now, love and faithfulness are fundamental character qualities when it comes to knowing God. And people who show love and faithfulness demonstrate those qualities in their day-to-day lives. They give, they champion justice for others, they support people. Now, most of Proverbs is thought to have been written by Solomon, who was a very wise person, recognized for the insight and wisdom which was written thousands of years ago but still applies to us today. If we jump to verse 5 in Proverbs, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Now, as humans, perhaps we're often guilty of leaning on our own understanding, particularly if we have an important decision to make. Sometimes it's hard to know who we can trust to help us to make that decision. But God knows what is best for us, and we must completely trust him in every choice that we are making. It says in verse 6, in all your ways submit to him. God is interested in every single detail of our lives. There is nothing that God doesn't know, and there is nothing that we can keep from God. God understands every aspect of our lives. And that is the same God whose birth we have just marked. That same God is interested in us as individuals. And are we bringing our every decision to God? Are we looking to the Bible and to people we know to be close to God to support us in our faith journey? God will guide and protect us. That same God who arrived in human form, in the form of a tiny baby, is still wanting to know us and be close to us. Let's consider our gospel reading, which Ronke kindly brought us. You might want to have a quick look at Matthew 6, verse 33. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Now, that whole passage is entitled, Do Not Worry. And this is Jesus giving advice. Jesus is emphasizing that same truth that we read in Proverbs. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Jesus is saying, first, turn to God. Adopt God's character. Serve and obey God in everything. But what is really important to us as individuals? There will be different things for all of us in this place right now. It might be family, it might be friends, it might be jobs, it might be aspirations, but it's really important to give God first place in our lives, and God will then order the rest for us. But we mustn't worry. It's human nature to worry. But verse 34, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Planning for tomorrow is a good use of time. Worrying for tomorrow is not. And there's a fine line between planning and worrying, as anybody who's prepared Christmas dinner will know. But planning can help to alleviate worry. And if we're worrying constantly, we're not trusting that God will support, nourish, and enable us. We mustn't let our worries about tomorrow affect our relationship with God today. And now? Amen.